Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. May I share with you a passage I've read many times? In fact, I'm sure many of you have read it many times and have found strength and hope as we follow its instructions. Listen closely to what we hear. This is in James chapter 1. But first, let me just share a few thoughts. There are several men named James mentioned in the New Testament, but reliable tradition assigns this book to the one called James the Just, the half-brother of Jesus, and the brother of Jude, who led the church in Jerusalem. Yet the writer of this letter is the same James who received a special resurrection appearance of Jesus himself. This was probably the cause of his conversion, because up to that time, the brother of Jesus seemed unsupportive of his message and mission on earth. When he did follow Jesus, he followed with great devotion. An early history of the church says that James was such a man of prayer that his knees had large and thick calluses, making him look somewhat like a camel. It also says that James was martyred in Jerusalem by being pushed off a high point of the temple. Yet the fall did not kill him, and on the ground he was beaten to death, even as he prayed for his attackers. Man, that's devotion. Knowing that this James was the half-brother of Jesus makes his self-introduction all the more significant to those of us who read about him. He did not proclaim himself the brother of Jesus, but only a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was more than James's brother, much more. More importantly, Jesus was his Lord. So listen to the words that he shares in this important message for all of us to read. Consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with a scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James regarded this trial as inevitable. The trials that we face every day. In fact, I think in the world right now, the world's being persecuted more than I've ever seen in my lifetime. You just have to open your eyes and look around and what's the agendas and the thoughts and the evil that's being pushed upon everybody. He said, when not if you fail in various trials, that you are going to be faced by various trials. At the same time, trials are occasions of joy and not discouragement or discouraged resignation. In other words, I don't have to give in to all this. We can count it all joy in the midst of the trial because they are used, why? To produce patience. Here he says this, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Faith is tested through trials, not produced by trials. Let me repeat that. Faith is tested through trials, not produced by trials. Trials reveal what faith we have or do not have, because God doesn't know. It's not because God doesn't know how much faith we have. He knows. But so that our faith will be evident to others and those around us and to ourselves. It is extremely important that we show our faith to the world around us, that we do believe in a risen Savior. Faith in a living God who can give us strength to endure whatever we face. We should take note that this faith that is tested and the faith that God gives to us because of this prior, that faith is important and precious because only the precious things are tested thoroughly. Spurgeon said, faith is as vital to salvation as the heart is vital to the body. Hence, the javelins of the enemy are mainly aimed at the essential grace, at our faith. Satan attacks his aim is at our faith in Christ, because he knows that if he can cause us to weaken that faith, he has a better chance to defeat us. Why am I sharing all this with you today? Just look around you. What do you see? The world is filled with people who are being attacked by Satan, and they're attacking us as well because of what's going on. If we allow it to happen, it will overwhelm us. He's attacking. This world and Satan is attacking our faith by attacking the people we care for and we love. This is a testing of our faith in Christ. We are called to hold the line while the world is causing so many to question the faith. And man, I've heard people both in and out of ministry, pastors even, questioning whether or not the Bible is true or whether they should believe this or that. This is not of God. In my opinion, God's allowing it to happen to see what strength we have in our faith. Will we stand on faith brought to us through Christ? The answer is simple and should be resoundingly yes. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and be complete, not lacking in anything. When we don't understand what's happening, it says, if you lack any wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. Ask God for understanding as you trust in him. If it takes a little while to come, the answer that you're seeking or need, keep trusting him until you receive that answer. God will give us the answer in his time as we seek him and continue to seek him, as we continue to stand on the faith that brought us to him in the first place. But there was another point in here that's very important. However, in order for this to take place, this wisdom to come, the understanding we need, he said, we must believe he will answer and do what is best in our lives. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. I don't know about you, but I want the prize that the Lord offers to all who stand firm in their faith and allow the testing to happen to make their faith stronger. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Lord, help us stand strong in our faith in you. Give us the courage to face whatever comes, how often it comes, with whatever we need from you to make it to the end where we see you face to face. Prayer thoughts for today. Paul Tremaine got good news yesterday. He's doing much better. He only has to see the doctor once a year from now on for a while. And Lord's just been blessing, touching his body. Iris Goff, the procedure they did, it seems to be working. She's getting some sight. Christina Meal needs our prayers. Linda Dobbins needs our prayers. Scott Rooney needs our prayers. George Myers' brothers, our church, our nation, our family. I just encourage you, spend a few moments in prayer. And when you're done, praise God and ask him to give you the faith and the strength to just keep walking after him. God bless you and have a great day.